Okay, we're up to Mishnah Beis. We're up to Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Beis, Mukhni Shelah. What is the Mukhni? Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Beis. Perek Yud Ches, Beis, Mukhni Shelah. Bizmanshi Nishmetes. Mukhni means the wheel. See, that is a wheel.
As we Friday. It's a nice.
Mukhni shalah. Mukhni means the wheel of the wagon. Bizmanshi. So again, the question over here that we're discussing is this thing makabel tuma, a box, an object that can hold more than 40 saw balach, which is kurayim biyavish, is not makabel tuma.
All of those things. How do you know it's talking about that?
It's yesterday, we know yesterday. You didn't chaz the mishum yesterday.
Say this is the mukhni. He says it's the same thing.
Well, let's see the rab. Rab says, "Oh, a mukhni, oifan kein oifnei ha'agala, a wheel, like the wheel of an agala. Lefisha hashida niseis aleha, because the wagon is carried through the wheels. Kuya mukhni is called mukhni loshnes ha'kiyavies kano, and the kiyavies kano its base." So I don't know why kiyavies kano. What does that have to do with the base? The kiyar and the kano is the base of the kiyar. So here also we're calling it the mukhni. Okay, I'm not exactly sure, but this is the mukhni. Look at the picture. Picture. Bizmanshi nishmet. It's picture 5.5 when it can be removed. Picture 5.39. You see here the box. You see here the bottom the wagon. Looks like a Charles wagon. See whatever. Look at the wagon. So here we have the bottom part. A flatbed truck. But the flatbed truck doesn't worse because that doesn't have a base. That doesn't have a base kibble. This here has a base kibble. So we hear that there's a receptacle in order to put the box inside. So we have mukhni nishmetes. Ve'inim mechuberes l'shida. The mukhni is separated. Ve'inim mechuberes l'shida. They're not attached. The box and the base are not attached. Separate. Kesha mukhni nishmetes. When the mukhni is nishmetes, ain't a kli echad im hashid.
It's not
separated. When it's not one klim shida, ve'elahi kli b'fnei atzma, v'yesh l'beis kibul, v'hi mekabel l'sum, therefore it's two separate things, therefore it can be mekabel tuma. Okay, parentheses, harav, perish mukhni oifan, it means a wheel. V'hum v'hoi v'hoi makul v'farish devar v'sha mukhni hu gilgul shenitin l'chabroi, it's a wheel, shenitin l'chavera l'chabroi l'shida, u l'parkoi v'mena, elah shemkein yikshe hemshech devar. So if the mukhni means the wheel, that's actually attached. Shemkein yiksha hamem shachadavav shemuchni mitetelus meleya uzveikonis. That doesn't make any sense. So if you take the word mukhni to mean literally the wheel, it doesn't make sense to say that the wheel has potential to be makabel tuma, to hold and not hold, because the wheel is just a piece of it's a tire. It's not something which is makabel tuma. It's not something so different. When we say mukhni over here means not just the wheel, mukhni means the entire bottom, the entire lower portion of this, the wagon portion.
You can't mean just the wheel.
Wheel, because it just means the wheel, and the mission doesn't make any sense. Therefore, it's also a box. It's a box which has four wheels upon which you insert the shida. And this box has wheels. V'loshen oifen hu shem koyle l'mukhni. The oifen is a term, a borrowed term, which refers to the entire lowest section of this object. She nonesses al galgalim, which travels on the wheels. So perish zem muchach mediv harav beoyle beolos paid perik down mishnah gimel. Okay, so we got it. Okay, so we got it. Back to the case of the mishnah. Hamuchni b'shalom b'sman she nishmetes einim einichi b'lo. It's nishmetes. Let's see the rav. The rav says b'sman she nishmetes shadam yachol l'salka min huagola. You can remove it einon hi b'lo v'hi chashuva kli liatzma. It's a kli liatzma. The e shida bas kibuli tuma, and if the
are you reading it out?
I mean the raf ein nechibula v'chi chashuv kli atzma. Okay, the e shida bas kibuli tuma, and if the box is kibuli tuma, she'ein the bachsekes arboim sa, the nitme sashida loy nitme samuchni. If the upper box is less than 40 saw, so the upper box is mekabel tuma, and it is, and let's say a sheretz comes in contact with it, So just because the box became tummy does not make the mukhli become tummy.
If it's less than 40, can it become tummy?
Of the box? Of course. That's what we learned yesterday.
That's when it does become tummy.
The old tummy does not become tummy when it's more than 40 saw. Uh-huh. So here we have a box that's less than 40 saw. This box is resting upon the mukhli, upon the bottom portion. A sheretz makes contact with the box. Question: is the lower portion, the wagon portion, the part of the bottom part, does that become tummy? The answer is no. Since it's nishmetes, it's its own thing. The two things are separate one from the other. Just because one becomes tummy, the other one does not automatically become tummy. And that's what it says. V'i shida b'baskulut hamosh, einu mechazek zabarim sov, nitmeis ha-shida, v'loi nitmeis ha-mukhni. V'i la baskulut hamosh, let's say it's not baskulut hamosh, the all the way around. Let's say the shida is massive, it's extremely large, and a sheretz touches the bottom. So you'll say, listen, since the bottom is tuffled to the top, because the bottom part is only here to support the top, so just like the top does not become tame in a situation where the top is more than 40 saw, the bottom also is not mekabel tuma. No, that's not true. That is incorrect. Because since the two things can be separated one from the other, we view them to be independent of one of another. Okay? Fine, okay, so we got that?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's over here the picture on the bottom. The bottom says Einoi Chibur La Hashida, in a situation where the picture on the right, the Chibur Shida saw the Naga Tumba Bashida, Hamukhni Tahira, Lufi Shahi Klib of Nayatsov, Einu Chibur La Shida. It's not part of the Shida.
When it's 40 saw, 40 saw.
So then when it becomes tummy,
yeah,
the bottom part does not become tummy. It's independent.
Didn't we say even if it was small?
If it's less than 40 saw, pachos.
Oh, it did say pachos.
It's less than 40 saw, so it becomes tummy. When it becomes tummy, it does not have any effect upon the mukhni, because the two are viewed to be independent of one another. So ha-mukhni, tohayu lufi shahib, klub if nayatsu, ve'en mekibu l'shida. Then the bottom is v'dzeh dafka, b'shka mukhni, nishmetes. That's only in the situation where the mukhni is nishmet, where the mukhni can be separated. Avol imhi hoysim chaberis l'shida, but if these two things cannot be separated one from the other, if these two things are permanently attached, they're bolted together, they're glued together, they're bolted together. So then, if one week the top becomes tummy automatically.
Even if there's less than 40 saw.
No, only when it's less than 40 saw. Because then when it's less than 40 saw, the top becomes tummy. So if the two things cannot be separated one from the other, once the top becomes tummy, the bottom becomes tummy as well. But in this picture on the left side, where Hashida Yoisem Imem saw, where the Shida is larger than 40 saw, the Eina Mikabel is tummy, and then Noga tummy. So certainly if the top becomes tummy, the bottom does not become tummy. But what happens? Let's say the tumah sheretz touches the mukhni, nitmah ha-mukhni, the bottom becomes tamei, lufi she'ein mechuberes l'shida, it's not attached to the shida, liyos to be kli yachadima, uli not sell me tumah.
Okay. This is more than 40, right?
In a situation where the top is more than 40,
so why does it make
so the top has not become tamei?
The top doesn't. Where's the rat? In the
bottom. What? The bottom. Let's say the rat touches the bottom.
Oh, the bottom.
The bottom.
The
top. Of course. So if a sheretz touches the top, nothing happens to the top.
Nothing happens to the top or the bottom?
No, only that for sure. If the sheretz touches the top, nothing happens to
why?
The top, because the top is less than 40 saw. It's more than 40 saw. In this picture, it's more than 40 saw.
Why?
Look, it's
why?
Because something that's more than 40 saw is not in the kabel tuma.
That's crazy.
Well, then what's the it's crazy? What was yesterday?
But I'm saying it doesn't make sense.
It's gzeres hakosof.
Okay.
You have a box that can hold more than 40 saw of liquid. It's not in the kabel tuma. It's not, does not fit the prototype of the Torah's example of a kli. A kli in the Torah is called a sack. A sack is a guy with a guy holding a sack of potatoes around, over his back. And a sack is metaltel mole verekon, when it's empty and when it's full. When it's full, a person, the average person, can only carry that many potatoes. How many potatoes can you carry, Aryeh Shagaroth?
Yes, millions.
40 saw of liquid, which is kurayim, two kor of lach. Anything. So here you have a picture of you on the left side. You have a box. The box can hold more than 40 saw. The box itself is no potential whatsoever to be makabel toma. However, since the box is resting upon this wagon, and the wagon itself can be makabel less than 40 saw. Okay, the box itself theoretically, potentially, can be makabel toma. But one may argue that since in this instance the two are connected one to another, being the two are connected one to another, that if the sheretz touches the top, if the sheretz touches the muchni also will not be makabel toma, because the muchni is botel to the top, and just like the top is not makabel toma, so the bottom also is not makabel toma. Kamash malon, we do not say that, but instead we view the two to be independent. And since the bottom itself can be makabel less than 40 saw, the bottom becomes tame, because in this instance it's nishmetes.
Right, but if they're not nishmetes,
nishmetes. It sounds like a shmata.
Let's say they're connected.
Yeah. That's the next part of the Mishnah. You're jumping ahead.
I'm with it today.
Good, Baruch Hashem. Let's finish the caption. In this picture, on the left side, Hashida Yoisami Mem saw the Einam the Kabbalah's Tumah. The box is more than 40. So the box is not a Kabbalah's Tumah. And now it's attached to it's resting upon the wagon. Nagutuma b'muchni. The sheretz touches the muchni. Nitma ha-muchni. The muhti becomes tamil. It's not attached to the box. If it was attached, if these two things are permanently attached,
if they're permanently attached,
and the sheretz touched the muchni,
the bottom,
yeah. What's the halacha? Tahar. Why is it tahar?
Because it's one.
It's one with the top. And the top is not makabel toma.
Right.
And if the top is not makabel toma, the bottom is not makabel toma. If you associate yourself with tahara, you become tar. If you associate yourself with toma, then you become tame. Guilty by association.
Association.
Okay. So muchni shalab is manchi nishmetes enichibula. The ena nimdedes ima, and it's not nimdedes ima. So that's another halacha. Let's see what does that mean. Let's see the rab. What does the rab mean? I'm reading the next words of the Mishnah. Next words of the Mishnah. The ena nimdedes ima. What does those words mean? Over here, it says in the rab. The cheshbain ama lama brum shlosh amash. Le chashiva kevi. What's the problem? Muchni is shalab is manshi nishmetes.
It's separated.
Ein echibula. They're considered to be two the memela. Monavshach. If the box is less than 40 saw, and it's tamei, it's not going to be with tamei the bottom. And if it's more than 40 saw, and you touch the bottom box, the bottom one becomes tamei. We don't say it's both to the top.
Right.
Next halacha. Now when it's nishmetes. When it's nishmetes, the eina nimdedes ima, it's not calculated ima together with her. Now, what does that mean? Let's see over here the rav. The eina ima becheshbon amalam abrum shlosh amos shalich hashiva koyve harglayim. The afil rabbi yosi eina nimdedes ima. That if it's not connected, when we make the calculation of one amma by one amma by a height of three amos, in order to make the calculation of 40 saw, we do not take if it's what?
That's the number.
That's how you make the calculation for 40 saw. So we learned yesterday there's a big machlokes exactly what goes into that calculation. So you count the thickness, the bottom, the legs, in between the legs, all of those various things. But one thing is certain, that when you have the wagon, and the wagon is not attached to the box, everyone agrees that the wagon is not part of the calculation. Since it's nishmetes, it's not part of the calculation of Amma al Amma Barum Sholesh Amas. Okay?
Why? Because it has wheels?
No, because it's separate. Not because it has wheels, because they're two separate objects. Okay. They're two separate things. So therefore, we don't count, when you make the calculation of it, the shidu,
we say, I was talking about where it's in the shmetas.
Where it is nishmetas.
Where it is nishmetas. I mean, I bet you I meant, in nishmetas, I meant.
Yeah. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, fine, let's go ahead. And it's not going to save you in oil hames. Now, what does that mean? The ain and the oil hames. Let's see what the Rav says. She'im. Oh, let's look first. Let's look at the picture. Okay, picture, right. So, she the atzma pachas mimem saw. Okay, the box of the 40 saw. Im nitz sodef es nefach hamuchni. If we're going, we'll combine the nefach, the volume of the muchni of the bottom. L'shida yiyye bein shneim.
The box,
the top part, and the bottom part is the muchni.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get with the program here.
Right.
So you have the top, the pop is the box, the bottom part is the muchni. Im nitzoref es nefech hamuchni l'shida ye ben shneim nefech shel mem shel 40 saw. If we combine the two together, we will come to a total of 40 saw.
40
saw. So we don't put the two together. Now, then you on the bottom right. I feel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yishim, and Shnefach Haraglaim Mitzdarf Lefach Hashid Lassus Bas 40 saw. Even according to Rabbi Yosi, and according to Shnefach Haraglaim, that says that we do combine the legs, the raglayim. We do combine the legs. You're right. Even according to those opinions, that we do combine the legs. I feel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yishim, and Shnefach Haraglaim Mitzdarf Lefach Hashid Lassus Bas 40 saw. Nefach Hamuchni. But the Nefech HaMuchni ain't mitzvah for the Nefech HaShid La'asoy Sebas Memsha. With that, everyone agrees that we don't
use
the volume of the wagon.
Yeah.
That's not going to be part of the calculation. Even if you're going to calculate the legs, this is from yesterday.
Yeah.
But we're not going to calculate the wagon since the wagon is Nishmetes.
Uh-huh.
So we don't put the two together. But let's say,
why wouldn't I also, even if it's nishmetes,
if only when it's nishmetes,
only when it's separated,
we do not calculate the two together to make up the volume of 40 saw. What's so hard to understand?
No, I'm saying if I would even do the legs, right?
Also, yeah, because the legs, the legs is part of the box. It's permanently attached. The legs is part of the box. The legs is permanently attached to the box.
Talking about the wheels here.
But the whole thing is not attached. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
The two things are can be separated one from the other.
I understand.
So, being that the muchni can be the muchni and the shida are two completely separate items that can be separated one from the other, we do not count the bottom portion whatsoever towards the calculation of 40 saw. It's not comparable to this case over here, where the legs are permanently attached to the box, so the legs also go into the calculation of 40 saw. I feel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Shazush, Nefach Haraglaim, Mitzdar, Nefach Hashida. Say the caption, the Bam, Fuksha 541. I feel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Shazush, Nefach Haraglaim, Mitzdar, Nefach Hashida, Lassus, Bas 40 saw. Nefach Hamuchni, the Nefach Hamuchni, in the Mitzdar, Nefach Hashida, Lassus, Bas 40 saw. The Nefach Hamuchni is not combined to the Nefach of the Shida to make it 40 saw. The Im Hoys Hamuchni, Mukhberis, Lashida, but let's say the Muchni was permanently attached. Hoya Nefach Shalom, Mitzdar, Nefach. The volume of the muchni last size above bus from, so then we would come on together to make it to 40 saw, because then it'll be permanently attached.
Correct.
Okay, so back to ain is vaynag. Now we go to the next part. The next halacha is vaynim that sell the sima boil hames. Now what does that mean? It's not mas boil hames.
Pick up a portion. You want to read it?
No, I want to read the Rav. Less is more. The Eina Mitzel Sima Boil Hamesh Im Hashida Bebes Akvaris. Let's say the Shida was the Bebes Akvaris. Okay. Matzelas Al Kalim Shabasoich Akevon Demarzekas Arboim Sovim, but Beletus Mena Kalim Kneged Goiva the Height Hamuchni Milamala Ein Hamuchni Matzelas Oleha. Okay, we have a long picture here to see what's going on over here. Okay, let's complicate the picture. Let's see the picture.
Okay?
Look at the picture. Part 542, this complicated case. Okay, let us get one thing straight. Notice there are two, this is a cross section. You notice, you see this box here?
Uh-huh.
That is the shida. That's this. The top part. Then this portion on the box, that is the wagon. Right, we're cutting the wagon down the middle. Here are the wheels. Wheel one.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so here is the wheels. Now, I don't know I really don't know what's that doing on the side. I don't know why that's on the side. Why is that there? I have no idea why I put that there. Why do you do that? We'll probably figure it out as we go along. Okay, but here is the shida, and this is the mukhni. Here is a kli. Here is a bowl of Cheerios. Okay, a bowl of Cheerios. Honey nut Cheerios. Okay, here, a bowl of Cheerios. Now take note, in this bowl of Cheerios, the bowl of Cheerios is fully contained inside the shida, but it comes above the mukhni, the wagon. Right? The mukhni ends here. See? So the bowl comes above. Okay, that'll become important in a moment. Over here, on the bottom, is a dead body, is a kever. And it's less than the tefach. Less than the tefach means the tumah is going to go all the way, up and break forth. Now let's see the caption and see what happens over here. We have here a shida. We have a box. Sheyesh ba forty saw dina ka'oil. It's like a tent. Lachzais bein atumo lebein kelim sha lebein kelim shal gaba lebein kelim shal gaba. Okay, so you have it's 40 saw. This box is 40 saw. A box that's 40 saw has potential in order to shield someone from tumah. Okay, it's going to shield.
So even though there's tumah.
Oh, let's see. Okay, our kli tar. The kli is tar. Now we'll see in a moment why. Why our kever b'tami kol mashem ayl al gabav. The kever is mitam anything on top of it. Now let's see. Now here he's going to explain. Mishnah Seinu. Let's see what he says. Mishnah Seinu severes shekli haba b'mida. A kli which is large, which means yesh l'adam sa yesh l'adin oil. Lachzois b'fnei hatumah v'lo yitma kol mash al gabav al rokia. Our Mishnah holds if you have a very large kli, a kli that holds more than 40 sa. So it protects from tumah. It shelters you from tumah. Mishnah chanu tzoch shi yaposech tefach bein akli lebein akarko. You must have at least one tefach between the kli and the karko. Kama yikein tzoch lefarish ha-shidah nismeches al avonim. O yishor dover she'ena mekabel tumah. Shem tamur ha-shidah al gabi ha-muchni. Yamuchni he kli she'ena baba mida ein b'koyach hashida lachtos ben atumah lebin mash al gabi hashida k'mur boilers. It must be resting on. I don't know what that means. But tzach shiyah b'tzach tevach k'moychein tzach l'farish hashida nismeches al avonim. It's leaning upon stones. Okay, I am not sure what that means. We'll have to leave that for a moment. Let's go to the next picture on the left side. Okay. Hashida eni yachol ha'atzilas ha'kli mitum lufi sheyodis ha'kli b'oletes ha'chutza. We have a new case here. What does it have to do anything over here in this case? Ve'enu atzel tzimabuel ha'meis. Okay, what's roots over here? Let's see. Here we have a new case, yeah? We have the kli. We have over here this ladle. Okay? Hashida eriach la'atzel es ha'kli bitum lefi sheyadis Shiyadis ha-kli boletis ha-chmutza. The handle, here's a different kli. This is not a bowl of Cheerios. Now dealing with a pot of cholent. Are you with me? You're looking very tired. Look, your eyes
are... No, listen. Try to listen to you.
Okay, so we have here a handle, a ladle. Yeah. Not a ladle. It's a part of the handle. This is a different type of utensil. The utensil here is coming out. Now look where it's coming out. It's going over the shida, and it's going over the airspace of the mukhni. So we're going to say now that the tumah is going to spread from under the kever to the mukhni. I'm going to spread over here, go all the way up over here, Al-Rakia. It's going to touch the handle. I'm going to touch the handle in a manner that contaminates the pot.
Well, why can't it go through this way?
Because this way it's protected by the Shida. Since the Shida itself is more than 40 saw, and there's a gap of more than one tef from the ground in the Shida, so there's no way Tumah can go this way. Tumah can't go this way. Tumah cannot enter through the bottom. The bottom is to protect it. Because there's more than a tefach between the ground.
It doesn't say more than a tefach. It says one tefach.
One tefach is more than at least a tefach.
I mean, if it's less than a tefach, it goes all the way through.
Goes all the way through. But you have a combination of two factors. Number one is more than a tefach. Number two, the shida can hold more than 40 saw. The shida is called an ohel. Okay, so it's more than 40 saw. It's more than 40 saw, so the shida cannot is and there's a tefach, so there's no way the tumah can go up. But what about the mukhni? The mukhni alone is not protected. If you would take away the shida, if you would take this box,
why isn't the mukhni?
Because the mukhni holds less than 40 saw.
Uh-huh.
So something which holds less than 40 saw cannot shelter you from tumah.
It's more than a tefach. When it's more than a tefach,
it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's more than a tefach, if the box is less than 40 saw, it's not protected from tumah.
No.
That's a very important point. So the mukhni alone would not shelter what's inside of it from tumah. The only thing that can be sheltered from tumah is what's inside the shida, not what's inside the mukhni, because the shida is more than 40 saw. The mukhni is less than 40 saw. So the mukhni does not have the potential to protect what's inside of it from tumah. L'may nafkamina, if you have over here this pot, and the pot has a handle, and the handle extends over the edge of the shida, in the airspace upon the mukhni, and there's a dead body here, the dead body contaminates everywhere, spreads its tumah, and it contaminates all the way up. It even contaminates over the area of the wall. And since the ladle, the handle is over the wall, the tumah is going to make contact with that part of the utensil, and then the entire utensil is going to become tameh.
Well.
Okay, so let's see the picture over here. Hashida in yochol lehatil sakli ad mitumah lefi sheyadis sakli. The yadis means the handle of the kli, but letas lachutza. Hamuchni choytzetzes bein the muchni is choytzetzes bein yadis sakli l'tumah. It's a chatzitza, but avol kevan shehi kli shein b'bemida. But since the muchni holds less than 40 saw. It's less than 40 saw. It does not have the power to protect from tumah. We view the mukhni as if it's resting over a grave.
An oil
over a kever. Kemal, not an oil. Kemal means that it's resting over a grave, and it becomes tameh. The harei zenitma. That all of this only going to be true when the mukhni is not attached to the shida. But let's say the shida and the mukhni were attached. It would be one utensil. But if this and this, the mukhni and the shida, were permanently attached by some bolts or by some glue or some technique of making the two go together permanently, and there's a dead body over here, and exactly in this case, this would be tar. Because just like this, the box is shelters it from tumah, the mukhni also is sheltered from tumah, because the mukhni is bottle gabi the shida.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
You look very tired.
It took some time to
Right, so it's a very lamish Mishnah. You got the whole case of Mishnah. We have
most of it.
You got. What do you mean? You got over here a box. Very simple.
Yeah.
The box is the box. Is the box shelter? Will the box on its own shelter this bowl from Tumah? Yes. Why? There are two reasons why.
40 sub,
and there's more than a tefach. Will the muchni alone shelter what's inside from Tumah? No. It only has one of the conditions. Only has the condition that's more than a tefach, but it does not have the condition of
40 sub.
So, what would be the nafkamina? If you put this bowl in here, and it goes over the top, it's called number. But what happens if this is permanently attached to this? Uh-huh. Let's say these two are permanently attached.
Right.
So the bottom part becomes tuffle to the top part.
Also becomes tar, like
so it becomes impervious to tumah.
Right.
So just like the top part is going to shelter the bowl from becoming tameh, the bottom part will also shelter whatever is inside from becoming tameh.
This
will not become tameh. Okay, that's what it means. Ve'ena matzel l'sima in the case where it's nishmetes, where it's nishmetes. Oh, you're a. Okay, so this is.
For the army, you'll have a good speech.
Okay, so we got it now. Ve'ena nimdedes ima, ve'ena matzel l'sima b'ol hamayis. It's not going to be matzel. It's not going to participate. I can picture on the left side to save me oil hamayis. If not for this picture, there is no way in the world we'll be able to understand this part of the Mishnah. And look, let's see what we read the Rav now. The Rav in this section. Ve'ena nimdedes ima b'ol hamayis.
What the wheel on the side is all about.
No, we did not. Maybe it's like a bumper. What's it on the side for?
Maybe it's to...
Oh, wait a minute. What's...
Maybe it's to show that they're sealed together?
I don't know. Okay, no, I don't know. Okay, let's see over here. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, "Im hashida bebeis akvaris." If the shita is where it's matzelus ala kelim shavusach, hakevon de mechazekas abarim soavim, beletas mimeno kelim, keneged hamuchni, keneged hamuchni, milamala, Ein hamuchni matzelas alecha the muchni mekabelas tuma ve'ein chatzes v'nei tuma. If a kelim extends outside the shida above the muchni, exactly what is in the picture, then it's not going to save it unless it's permanently attached. Okay, now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. It's a very hard Mishnah. Ve'ein goyerin oisah b'shabes b'zman sheyesh b'soicha mos muksa. You're not allowed to drag it on Shabbos when there's money inside. Okay, let's see over here. Let's see what the Rav first. Rav says b'zman shebesoicha mos the kli b'fnei atzma he b'asas tover aser. Avol im hoisa nishmetes shari. But if it's nishmetes, it's mishari bi'acha d'loy havei b'soicha shida. After the Lohave Besoch Hashida, Sha'oisin Al Gade Hashida, it's not inside the Shida. Okay, let's take a look at the picture to get a better appreciation of what's going over here. Okay, let's see picture 543. Okay, we have here on the bottom is the Mukhni, same picture idea. He doesn't have all the sides of the wheels. The wheels are on the outside. This picture, the wheels are on the outside. Oh, now I know what the answer is. Now I got it.
See?
I got it now. These are the wheels. This is a wheel.
Okay, so what's on the bottom?
Stones.
What? Why?
Because the only time, you have to have three conditions.
You have to have a tefach,
and you have to have 40 saw. And it has to be suspended by stones.
Oh.
Avonim.
Oh, now we got it.
So these are stones, and these are the wheels.
Uh-huh.
It's a tefach. That's not enough that it's a tefach. It has to be resting upon stones.
On stones, too?
On stones. Yeah, that's what it says over here in this picture.
You mean it needs three things? And 40 saw?
Three things. That's part of the three things. 40 saw, stones, and a tefach.
Holy mackerel. That's a whole new perspective.
Now we got it.
It's a three-level zach.
Three things. A tefach, stones, and wheels. No, stones. So that's the wheel. That's the wheel. So now we got the picture. We got the picture in Centauri now. Okay? We're zoicha to understand something. Now, here we have a new... Now let's go to this new case. Here we have just the wheel.
Like a...
Money. Those are coins. Those are coins. And we have here wheels.
But
we have here the wheels, and we have here the The box?
No stone.
The mukhli? No, it's on the ground. Okay. And we have here this. Now the question on Shabbos, are you allowed to pull this wagon? Are you allowed to pull this wagon on Shabbos? Okay, picture 443. Most munachas al mukhli, v'oises a mukhli basadaras. So we have coins that are resting on the mukhli. So it makes the mukhli into a basis to support the davar. V'oises a mukhli basadaras. Kisha mukhli nishmetes, he klibif neyatsa. When the mukhli is nishmetes, when the two things can be separated one from the other, kishamuchli nishmetes, he klibif neyatsma, it's klibif neyatsma, v'hamol samunachas aleha, aleha, kishamuchli nishmetes, he klibif neyatsma, v'hamol samunachas aleha, oisim, oisa, basis over asa. Okay, but in the picture on the left side, hamuchli mukhuberis, the kishash where the mukhli is mukhuberis, it's attached. You took the drill, and you put them two together, okay, they're permanently attached. So then, hashidi hi ikr hakli, the ikr becomes the shida.
Interesting.
You can move the wagon on Shabbos. It's not called a basis ladavar ha'asar. This is a very important principle. The only time you say basis ladavar ha'asar is only when it's resting on the primary utensil. But when it's resting on something that's tafel, then it's not, it does not become a basis. So if these two things are separated one from the other, so each one is independent, so then the mukhni is the ikar, and then the money is a basis, the ladavar ha'asar. But if the two are connected, so the ikar then becomes the shida. The mukhni already is a tafel. The money is a tafel to a tafel, so therefore it does not become a basis, the ladavar ha'asar. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
You got it? Okay, so let's read inside. The Ein Gernos of Shabbos Bizman Shiyesh Besachamos. That's it.
You can't move it.
You can't move it on Shabbos when there's money on top of it. Okay, now let's.
Well, it doesn't say the Nafka Mina what we said, whether the Shida is connected or it's not connected.
We just said it. We're going in the case now where it's not connected. Mm-hmm. Where it's Einon Nishmet, where it's Nishmetas.
Yeah, what does it say? The Ein Gerin?
It's all part of the case of the Mishnah. Mukhli, Bishalah.
All the cases are talking Ein Nishmetas.
No, I'm sorry. It's Shahid Nishmetas. What is Nishmetas?
Where is Nishmetas?
That's what it says. The Mukhli, Bishalah, Shabizman, Shi Nishmetas.
All Nishmetas.
So number one is Ein Achibullah. It's not attached. One becomes tamei; it has no effect on the other. Both l'mal l'chumra l'kula. Number two is the ein nimded desimo. You make the calculation before you saw the ama al ama alurim shalosh ama. So you don't make the calculation including the mukhli because it's the shmetes. The ein matzel desimo beil hames. If the handle extends over the shida, over the mukhli, so the mukhli is not going to save you from the tuma. Ein in a matzelot simah b'ol hamis, ve'ein gor noisa b'shabbes b'zman sheyesh b'seichamos. And if there's money on top of the mukhni, you're not allowed to pull it on Shabbos because since there's money on top of the mukhni is a boss of ra, so you can't pull it on Shabbos. But now we're going to say the reverse. Let's see over the rab. B'zman sheyesh b'seichamos, the klub of neyatzma he, it's klub of neyatzma, the boss of ra, so avolim eina nishmetes shari. But let's say Avolim Eina Nishmetes Shar. But if it's not Nishmetes,
huh?
The Rav reading now.
Bizman
Shemos Shabasochamos the Kli Bifnei Atzmi, because the Mukhni is a Kli Bifnei Atzma. Ubasis the Davar Ha'asar, and it's a Basis the Davar Ha'asar. Aval Im Eina Nishmetes. But let's say it's Eina Nishmetes. But let's say it's not Nishmetes. Meaning that it's permanently attached. Shari its mother. Me'achar deloy have
a bis. Ein nishmetas means it's not detached. Ein nishmetas, if it's not attached.
If it's not detached.
Okay, right.
Nishmetas means detached.
What happens when you.
Okay, so now we go over here. Okay, bisman shabisochamos avon ein in the shmetas, but if it's not, meaning that it's permanently attached, shari me'achad lehavi besoch hashida, it's not in the shida shoyitz nalgavi hashida me'achar lehavi davi besoch hashida me'achad lehavi besoch hashida. There's a typo. There's a mistake over in the line in the format.
Oh,
shehi ikar hakli, which is the ikar hakli. See, there's missing space here. Ashida shehi kashida shehi ikur hakli. Okay, vaita. Now let's read the end of the mission. Now the mission, this part is very easy. Now we just do reverse.
Just zip up.
V'yim eina nishmetes. But let's say it's not nishmetes, which is permanently attached. Hebrew law. It's one chibur. Male, if one becomes tameh, the other becomes tameh. If one does not become tameh, the other does not become tameh. We can dead the sima. We want to make the calculation of amal amal boom shlosh amal. She make the calculation of ima. The ena nishmetes means it's permanently attached. Chibur law. Chibur law is the first case. Chibur law is this case. The case over here. The case over here was tumah. If one becomes tameh, the other becomes tameh. If this cannot become tameh, then this cannot become tameh.
If this becomes tameh, this becomes tameh.
If this becomes tameh, then no. Only if it's less than 40 saw.
Yeah.
If it's less than 40 saw, it's one thing. If this becomes tameh, they both become tameh. It's one zach.
Yeah. If it's less than 40.
If it's nishme, if it's
we just got finished saying that.
If it's more than 40 saw.
We said the money on the side, and it was chibur.
Yeah.
Or would it be a basis? Because this is the ikar part.
It becomes one piece. If it's chibur law, right? So everything then depends upon the big box.
Right. But if this becomes tummy on the bottom, it still wouldn't.
It can't even become tummy. It's even better. If this box is 40 saw,
right,
then the bottom can become tummy.
Right, because it's tar.
Tar.
Right.
If the box is less than 40 saw,
right,
then when you touch the bottom, what happens? If it's less than 40, then the bottom, or when you touch the bottom, the top becomes tummy as well. Because it's all one zach.
Right.
It's all one thing.
Okay.
When it's ein nishmet, it's one thing. It's chibullah. The im ein nishmet is chibullah. The nimded is, that's so the tumah goes one to the other. The nimded is sima. The calculation is made. The nimded is sima. The matzela sima b'yol hames. It's going to save, when the handle goes above, it's going to save you from tumah.
Right.
It's one piece. V'yol hames. V'goyri noisa b'shabes. Af al pi sheyesh b'soy chamos. You can drag it on Shabbos even though there's money inside. You're allowed to drag it on Shabbos even though there's money inside because it's considered to be one big thing. So therefore the money is not resting on the mukhni. The money is resting on the sun. It's the mukhni does not become a basis l'davar ha'asar, because the mukhni is really tafel to the shida. So the money is not resting on the shida, so there's nothing wrong with moving the shida. Oh, but by moving the shida you're going to move money. That's called tiltul min atzad. Tiltul min atzad is mutter. You're not directly being metal to the muksa, because it's not the object is not a bus, it's the davar ha'asa.
What was the davar? This is the davar ha'asa?
The money is davar ha'asa. Okay, the ena, the gari noisa b'shabes, alpi tshiyesh b'sechamos. Okay, that's it. Now we're up to the new part of the Mishnah. Okay, the new section of Mishnah. Probably not going to be able to finish. A lot going on over here. Next part of the Mishnah is called Hakar. We got this part of the Mishnah so far? You got everything good? Yeah? Okay, three things. Chibur, Nimdedes, and Matzil, four things. The sugi of Chibur, the sugi of Tumah. If one becomes Tameh, does the other one become Tameh? Can it become Tameh? Nimdedes Sima, the calculation. Matzil Ba'il Hames, and does it become a Basis L'Davar Ha'asar? Four cases.
Yeah.
Are you clear with this?
Yeah.
It's not so complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, now we start a new section. New section is the Karmoin. The Karmoin Shalah. What's the Karmoin Shalah? Bizman Shu Kavuach Kavuach Chibula, the Nimdad Ima, the Imena Kavuach, the Ina Chibur, the Ina Nimdad Ima. Ketzad Moedinai, so how do we measure? Roish Tor. Ooh, Roish Tor, that's a Sugyan Klein. Diagonal. If I can't stay myself to hire. Okay, let's just see a little bit what it means. A little bit, we have to probably do this tomorrow, finish this up tomorrow. What's Nimdad Ima? If this man, when it's Mukavua, let's look at the pictures. Okay, picture 544. The Kamrain, what's the Kamrain? Again, Kuba, Kipa Shoitzn al Gabi Shida. It's a canopy. Okay, it's a canopy. You have a box, it has legs, the same box we had before.
3x3x1.
The only difference is we have over here on top, and we have over here a little canopy. A little canopy to keep it shade. Karmon now. Karmon kavua, some of them are permanently attached. So if it's permanently attached, it goes into the calculation of 40 sa. Okay, 40 sa. If this thing could hold more than 40 sa, it's not makabel tuma. We don't just take into consideration what's inside the box, we take into consideration what is inside the canopy. Now, Rosh Tar means the dotted lines. Don't make the calculation of just going down like that, where the canopy stops. We calculate even the area that's not fully covered. We look at the diagonal, like in this example. In this example, I'm going to draw another dotted line. We don't do what's inside my dotted line. One can argue that we should only make the calculation this and this inside my dotted line. Rosh Tar means that we even take into consideration this area. Okay, that's called the Rosh Tar. Rosh Tar means we continue to calculate the diagonal. Okay, kavua kol karm kavua Rosh Tar the alachsa in the diagonal kol achalal shemeal defanas hashida shemitu ben hashida ben akabein akarban ben alachsa and misarif lehashem shir memsa. Everything in the diagonal is included in calculating the 40 saw. Now, then it goes on to say ein b'shida for so afilu makarmoin. What happens if you don't have 40 saw? Shida shalach agulim. Or at the bottom, look at the bottom. A new case. So then, what do you do? Kishakarmon munach al gabi ashida raglav tumuchos ala shalashida achshav hi yichol lamad ba'ifin yatsif firm lekabel b'soicha shida shesholach al gulim eni yichol lamad al b'tzuzi tziz b'fnei atzma imkain eni yichol lekabel b'soicha kishid b'fnei atzma. But you do the legs. Now in this case, what do we do? Kli sheyesh aves kibul avul imba yichol lamad yatsul hachi b'soicha b'sakibul shalom. Ain a nechshav l'kli kibul ve'ain mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda mishum kach hashida mekabel tuma shavay ain yichol lamed. Va'achacham soyvim shekeven shederech lismech hashida yidei karmoin through the karmoin through these legs. The karmoin are the legs. Karmoin means the legs of the canopy. Alsi ruil l'kabel haroy kli mekabel tuma. Okay, so that's pretty much it. Okay, we're out of time. We have to do this again tomorrow. We have to do this part tomorrow.
Karmoin part
tomorrow.